You're listening to Immaculate Conception Podcasts, recorded every Sunday at the 11 o'clock Mass at our new church located at 411 Palmer Road in Columbia, Illinois. For more information about Immaculate Conception, please go to www.icc-columbia-il.us. Our pastor is Father Carl Scheer. And now, enjoy the podcast.
I'll be leaving on vacation this afternoon, but I'm not going on a cruise. And I'm not worried about my roommate, Father Jim Bierster, taking my valuables, but I do worry about him making bad calls on the tennis court. Matthew Kelly, an author of many spiritual books and a popular speaker, often uses a phrase that I like a lot, and that is, he talks about the genius of Catholicism. It's his way of reminding us that in spite of all the flaws and imperfections that we may see in our church, there is a genius to Catholicism that should not be forgotten or overlooked. The term Catholic means universal, which should always remind us that we are an inclusive community of faith and not some sort of exclusive club or sect. Another spiritual writer has put it this way: we should see the church not as a haven for the saved, but as a hospital for the sick. As Jesus teaches us in today's gospel parable about the weeds and the wheat, it is not our role as church or as individual disciples to try to separate the wheat from the weeds, the good from the bad. Only God has that right. And that's good news for us all. For the truth of the matter is, each one of us is a mixture of wheat and weeds, the good and the bad. That's why we begin each of our Eucharistic liturgies with a penitential rite, reminding ourselves that the one thing that we all have in common is that we are all sinners, all beggars at the doorstep of God's mercy. But it can be easy for all of us to fall into that trap of judgment and self-righteousness, maybe even giving demeaning labels to other members of our church, calling them cafeteria Catholics, or lapsed Catholics, or pre-Vatican II Catholics, or inactive Catholics, or Catholics of convenience. But again, we cannot distinguish the weeds from the wheat because we cannot see into the depths of people's hearts. Only God has that capability. And as today's passage of the Book of Wisdom reminds us, God is lenient to all. If God is lenient to all, can we be any less? Part of the genius of Catholicism, I think, is that we have parishes that are geographical parishes. That is, they are made up of everyone living in a particular geographic area, which gives us a very eclectic, heterogeneous community of faith, including the rich and the poor, the educated and the uneducated, the conservative and the liberal, the young and the old, the Democrats and the Republicans, introverts and extroverts, married and single, converts to the faith, and cradle Catholics, all sitting together each Sunday, side by side. It's important that if we are to call ourselves Catholic, that we be inclusive. And to be a geographic parish means that everyone who lives in that area is welcome, regardless of their differences and their uniqueness. To create a church, or to attempt to create a church that's just for a special group, maybe those who want the Latin Mass, or for those who want no contemporary music at Mass, or for those who only want organ music, or those who want only guitar music, or for those who don't believe in the Second Vatican Council, or only for those of a particular ethnic or race or group, is to create a church, I think, that is not truly Catholic in the most genuine sense of that term. For today's parable reminds us that if we are to be Catholic, we must not be separatists, but that we must all work together, side by side, putting aside all of our individual differences in order to carry out that common mission of the church that we all have a share in through the waters of baptism. And that is proclaiming the good news, the joy of the gospel to all people in word and in deed. And so we should see our uniqueness and our differences as a blessing, as well as a challenge to broaden our perspective and to see the good that is in each and every person, despite our differences. For probably no one of us is as good as others may think we are, and no one of us is as bad as we may think we are. We are all planted and growing in the same field, God's field. And so once again, as today's gospel parable reminds us, the good news is, the joy of the gospel is, God is good all the time. All the time, God is good.